Keep your bra on, Vanna. I just need someone to talk to tonight.
Suit yourself, John Skoog. Price is double for just talking.
As long as you sit there and look pretty. I just can't stop thinking about all the violence in the world. That people like Frank actually exist. And that girl he cut open.
Aww. Did the big bad men in the world hurt my little baby? Why aren't you touching me?
It's eating me up inside, Vanna.
Just feel this. Don't you like that? Doesn't it make you feel good?
I can't, Vanna. Not tonight. I'm sorry. I hate myself for what happened out there.
Baby, can you forget Great Falls for 15 minutes?
No.
You called me to come over. Now forget about it, John.
What did you just say?
Nothing. Relax.
Tell me what you said, Vanna.
I said you need to forget, John, about Great Falls and that girl, Rhoda. You're coming apart like a scared little mouse.
Forget? I bet you'd like that. I bet you would like it if I took this gun and rammed it down your throat, Vanna. And I'll tell you about Frank. And you'll feel your teeth breaking and your skull breaking and a bullet ripping a nice clean tunnel through your spine and coming right out your anus. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
You? You don't have the balls, stupid. And you know what? I'd love it if you did. Maybe the best thing is that we forget all about this little arrangement, John. Forget you ever saw my pretty little face. Forget you ever knew my number. There are only two kinds of men in the world that are worth talking to. The kind that never make a threat, and the men that take you by the throat and do exactly what they say. Maybe your little friend Rhoda liked the second type. Me? I prefer women, John. They've got more class. I'm walking out that door right now, and you will never see me again.
You know you'll be back here in 2 days, begging for comfort.
Later that night, John Skoog, asleep in his chair.
Do you remember, John, the sun-swept days as a child when you felt the grandeur of God and the grandeur of angels and electricity? Oh, you were Mama's little angel then, John.
Mommy?
The cosmos and pulsars, John, an infinite expansion, swelling in your heart as if you were an actual thing, John. And the silent whispering of life's secret became audible. The sun went black.
The black sun.
And you woke up in the hospital, and your mother was screaming for you to wake up and come back to her. And the first tremulous time you paid Vanna after you made love on your desk, and she kissed you on the mouth, that same swimming of the perceptual world.
I remember. Put the knife down, Frank. I can't feel my legs. I'll forget Rhoda. I'll forget everything.
That's a good boy, John. It's all just an illusion.
Wow. Look, John. It's Vanna. This is gonna hurt you. But it's gonna help a lot more when I cut it out of your dreams and your body for good.
Vanna, is that you?
Hello, detective. You looking to party?
I knew you'd come back.
I could never leave you, stupid. Everything we had.
Isn't this just so perfect, John?
I can take away all the bad things, John.
I'll do anything for you, Vanna.
Then cut me open. There are millions of larvae in me. Cut me open so they can get out.
Look at her, John.
Frank, will you do it for me?
She's so beautiful. Isn't she beautiful, John?
She's so beautiful. I can see it pushing in globules out of her. Can you husk her? She needs to shed her skin.
I'm here to help you, John. Say it, Vanna.
Yes, Frank. Cut me open. I want to see God.
Oh, John, it's always just yes, Frank, with these centipedes.
And Vanna, help her, John. Help her by eating the larva off of her liver after I flayed her for you.
Yes, Frank.
See, John, you can help people when you say yes.
Yes, Frank. I want to help so much.
This is everything I've ever wanted. Open your mouth for me, John.
I'm sorry, Vanna. I just can't.
Goodbye, John.
Wait, Vanna. Don't leave me. I need a drink.